Kenny Blumenfeld is with me via phone. Thanks so much, Kenny, for being here this morning.
Always glad to talk to you. It's getting dry out there, isn't it?
It is. And we just are starting to announce that fire risk is very high. And the beautiful sunny days are beautiful and sunny, but they're starting to feel a little bit dry even now, early in June. So tell us what this means.
Okay. A few things we'd like to try and cover today, but there is this feeling. I can't put my finger on it. There's this feeling of foreboding that has kind of taken over the forecasting community. And it is because of the dry conditions, how quickly they emerged. And So basically, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. So let's start with the obvious, which is, you know, we had a very wet winter, but winters are dry season. And so being wet during winter is quite relative. You know, think of it like this. Most of northern and northeastern Minnesota ran precipitation surpluses on the order of 2 to 4 inches over the winter time. And some of them, you know, some places maybe ran, if you look at the whole extended winter going back to November 1, there's some places that were maybe 6 inches up. Well, just in May, you know, depending on where you are, you're 1 to 3 inches down. Mm-hmm. And so you could start really eating away at that little surplus. And we have to remember, you know, we've been by and large in a precipitation deficit going back over 3 years now, back to the beginning of 2020. So even though we've had these very wet periods in between, most of Minnesota and northeast Minnesota are either somewhere between slightly below normal and well below normal over that longer term. So when we get into these dry periods, you know, then basically things like, well, the depleted soil moisture over the long term and the lower groundwater levels, those start rearing their heads and surface water levels start to drop and your soils start drying out. So that's kind of, there's some concern, but the pattern is something else. So we've had, you know, high pressure, you may have heard, and I know I kind of go back to the very basics on this show a lot just to make sure people are following us. You know, you see the H's on the weather map for those of us who grew up watching, you know, weather on television. Those H's stand for high pressure. And you may have heard that they usually are associated, high pressure is usually associated with fair weather. Fair weather generally translates to dry weather. That's usually what we mean. There tend to be few clouds and it tends to be dry. You don't have much precipitation. Now, low pressure, on the other hand, is where you actually have air that can rise vertically, either off of the surface or through some other part of the atmosphere. And it's those rising motions that actually cause the clouds and precipitation. And you can see this when you look at, say, a cumulus cloud, the little puffy clouds, or even a bigger cumulus congestus or cumulonimbus cloud, where you see those tall vertical towers. That's actually the upward motion leading to condensation at the edge of the cloud. So it's kind of like a lava lamp. You can actually see the upward motion defined by the cloud itself. So lower pressure tends to promote cloud growth and, you know, rain and thunderstorms. And you know, usually people think, well, low pressure is no fun. It's always raining or cloudy. And so we generally like high pressure for gardening and for recreational activities. But the problem is, when high pressure won't budge, when you are just dominated by high pressure, you end up with, you know, days and weeks of dry conditions. And so we've had basically the same high pressure pattern, you know, in one form or the other now for over 3 weeks, where there's this kind of ridge, the center of high pressure somewhere off to our east. And, you know, whether it's over Michigan or Ohio or some part of eastern Canada is kind of, you know, that's been almost irrelevant because it's such a large area of high pressure. It basically covers the eastern half of the country. We are under its influence, and even though, you know, it's now warm enough where, in spite of that high pressure, you can get these little pop-up thunderstorms every day, but what we're seeing is it's not nearly enough. You know, it's good for some gardens. It's not replenishing basins, though. And so we continue to have these regional deficits mounting, even as we started to see thunderstorms in the area every day for the last 3-4 days now. But until this pattern breaks, and that means until we stop kind of pathologically forming large high pressure areas in the eastern United States or in the eastern part of North America, we are going to be in the influence of this pattern. And, you know, what's amazing to me is you go to the west of it, where you get to the edge of that high pressure. Now, just picture a big omega shape, or a big, if you don't know the letter omega, that's fine. Picture an upside down U shape that basically goes from southwestern Texas and eastern New Mexico, right up the Rockies. So just kind of picture it's traveling northward, and then up the Rockies through Wyoming, Montana, maybe even the western Dakotas, western Nebraska, into southern Manitoba, and then finally somewhere in central Manitoba, it kind of turns right, and it arcs all the way over the rest of North America and then down kind of the East Coast area.
Ooh.
That's where the actual moisture is. Yeah, and inside that is your high pressure ridge. And so if you follow that band that I just described, that's where the moisture is, and it's been raining to beat the band in, you know, the Rockies, the Tetons, the Bighorn Mountains, the Glacier National Park, the plains of Wyoming and Colorado and Montana. And these are areas that have now seen multiple episodes of flooding and flash flooding over the last couple of weeks, and they continue to get. So it's the same pattern. The same pattern that's drying us out is causing intense rains in the normally arid areas to our west. So as you could imagine, all it would take for this pattern to change is for that high pressure that's keeping all of that big U-shaped band, upside-down U-shaped band off to our west and north. All it would take is for that high pressure to move east, right? And then that band would maybe march over us, or for the high pressure area to collapse. And basically all that's been happening is every several days, a little disturbance works through and it maybe flattens that high pressure system for a little bit, and we get some rain or some clouds or some chances, and then the high pressure ridge just builds back in. And this is what we're seeing on the models. It does not bode well for the next few weeks for that early growing season. For most of the region, and this is why I think the forecasters have just kind of switched. It's like, oh my God, a bad drought is coming. Like, we never can forecast drought.
Yeah.
But you see a pattern like this where you can't. When was the last time a cyclone, a low pressure system, came through the region? I mean, the last time it did that, we had snow. I mean, it was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, the forecasters to an extent are just reacting to this. You know, like all of a sudden we're just being totally dominated by this area of high pressure. And mercifully, we're on the edge of it. You know, when you get to the kind of the crest or the peak of that ridge, that's where it can get brutally hot. And so a large heat wave is expected, you know, areas that don't experience a lot of heat in parts of eastern Canada, you know, closer to where this ridge is going to center itself. So nasty pattern. I'm hoping that as the intensity of summer kind of really builds, that something comes by to flatten that ridge out, so we don't just end up having it worsen over the next month or so. But this isn't it's not a great situation, especially that we're, you know, 3 years in a row now of dry conditions, and 2 years in a row through 2022 of, you know, having real drought conditions somewhere in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So we're not excited about this pattern. So I saw that it did rain up in the Ely area pretty heavily the last couple days. And so maybe some of these hit or miss storms today will, you know, get some of your listeners and get some rain for the garden. Because right now, in this kind of pattern, you take anything that you can get. You take it, even if it's sprinkles. Thank you, sprinkles. Useless, but I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I share that feeling of, because I've noticed already, you know, there's already sort of, you see the sign of thunderstorms and no one even considers that it might actually happen. It seems to dry up before it gets here. And and this, like, first of all, we only have a minute left, but how unusual is this, and what would it take? I mean, you've already kind of said it would take just something pretty big to uproot this.
Yeah.
But
usually
we have a lot of fog, and I noticed the first morning of fog this morning. That was a little bit heartening, but we're not seeing a lot of fog either. It's just dry.
Yeah. I would say it's pretty unusual. I haven't, you know, I've been looking at weather charts my whole life, basically. I don't remember something setting up quite like this with this regional, the kind of pattern that we're in. With the high pressure backed this close to us, it's not uncommon in the summertime to get what's called a Bermuda high, where out over the Atlantic Ocean, a big high pressure area forms, and sometimes that can back into the United States and then dry out, say, the southeast or the east areas. And that's not that uncommon. And when that happens, we can get very wet. But to have this thing established over, you know, the entire eastern half of North America, so that you've got a wet west, so the arid parts of the country are super wet, and then the normally wet parts of the country are super dry, that's not something we've seen very much. Not in my day. Not in my day.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Kenny. This is very informative, as always, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Sure. Beat the heat, drink water, and hope for rain.
Yeah. All right. You take care. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.